100 years, so like 21, 23, we will all be buried with our families and friends. Strangers will live in our homes that we worked so hard to build, and someone else will own everything we have today. Most of our possessions will be given away or thrown out and destroyed, including the car that we spent a fortune on and will probably be scrapped. Our descendants will hardly know who we are, nor will they remember us. I mean, how many of us know who our grandfather's father was? After we die, we will be remembered for a few more years, and then we're just a portrait on someone's wall. And a few decades later, our history, photos, and deeds disappear into history's oblivion. We won't even be memories. If we pause one day to analyze these questions, perhaps we would understand how pointless it is for us to worry about 95% of the things that consume our minds daily. If we could only think about this, surely our approaches, our thoughts would change and we would do things differently. Perhaps we would feel more free to enjoy ourselves and our lives that we're living. Take these thoughts into the rest of your day, this week, this year, and remember the saying, if it's not going to matter in 5 years, don't spend more than 5 minutes being upset by it.
You're listening to the On-Call Empath Show.
Hey guys, this is Raj Mintaj coming at you from the On-Call Empath. Thank you again for all the email, the love, the support. You guys, I started this like, what, now going on 3 years, and I am so overwhelmed with joy with how far I've come on this podcast and all the downloads. I have some good news that I want to drop with you since we are growing so rapidly and so many people are engaging with this show. You know, I want to take this globally. I want to get more guests from all over the world. I mean, I've had a lot of, you know, guests from United States, from, you know, Europe, you know, but I want to start getting people from internationally. I want to make this something that's global. I've always had a dream of leaving a mark on this lifetime. And no matter what anybody says or, you know, whatever I do in this lifetime, hopefully, you know, many, many years from now, someone could pull up these podcasts and know exactly who I was and what I stood for. This is my passion. This is my story. The On-Call Empath started way before when I was young, going through my own struggles, my own traumas. And through that time, through the lens of my eyes and my experiences, I wanted to get answers to questions. I wanted to be a researcher. I want to be somebody who asks the hard questions and get the right answers for you guys and embrace the fact that being an empath is a privilege. It is something that is a superpower. Some people might call it, it's because of your trauma, you know, because you're codependent, because, you know, you've been through so much and that's how you identify as an empath. I'm not ashamed of it one bit, especially being a male. I think I've changed the world with a lot of people writing in, making this my mission in life. If anything happens, I know I have this podcast as my shield, as my proof, as my protection, as my resume for the future. As you heard from the clip earlier, which really hit me hard, if it doesn't matter in, you know, 5 years from now, why are we worrying about, you know, things today? They're so minute. The fights that we have, the grudges that we have, the anger towards maybe somebody that mistreated us long, many times ago that we may have not forgiven. I've been through all that, and I'm not willing to waste any more time thinking about, you know, those things. including, you know, bad employers, you know, bad relationships, manipulators, narcissists. I can think every day until I get sick, like, how dare they did that? How can I get back with them? I'm not going to forgive them. But I'm just robbing myself and giving them power, and that's what they want. As you heard from the clip, 100 years from now, we, you know, there'll be nothing left. All that money that we have that's saved, or for some of us, no money at all, but, you know, our kids, our kids' kids, our generations of, you know, grandparents, like, everything will be gone. So I urge you to ask yourself, what are you leaving here before you leave? And, you know, are you obsessing about something that happened many years ago that's ruining your life every day? Maybe somebody did something so horrific to you that you can't forget about it. And I know that firsthand. I know this. I went through the worst, worst toxic relationship breakup just last year, and it changed my world for the best. And I'm living proof that if that incident did not happen, if I did not meet that person who tried to ruin my life, I would not be where I am today with my business, my podcast, my investments, my, you know, new friendships that I've made, the new connections, my thought process. It had to take somebody to shake me up, to change my outlook on life. Maybe you're out there, you're stuck, you're in the same position all every year after year. You have really nothing to shoot for. Maybe you've kind of given up. But I'm here to tell you, you don't have to conform to comparison what you see on social media, or, you know, make thinking that money is going to bring you all this happiness or this new job, this new shiny thing, this bag, this car. None of it matters, because again, in 100 years from now, we're not going to be having to take anything with us. In fact, when we die, you're not going to take anything. We'll just have those memories. We come out here alone and we die alone. So those people that are so close to, maybe you have a loved one, maybe you're very close to them and you built that bond, embrace it, but know that that will not last for this lifetime. And so that, not to scare you, but that's just to promote more of living in the moment, being grateful for what you have this moment. After this podcast episode is over, don't just try to, you know, move on with your life and just forget about it. Really write down what you're grateful for today and why you're grateful for it. Write it down in a journal. Be happy with the love people that you have in your life, the people that you have love for, your kids, maybe your husband, your wife, because they're not going to be around. We all are going to get sick. We're all going to die eventually. I know you don't want to hear that, but as before I started this podcast, I sat in a room and I thought to myself, well, you know, moving up the corporate ladder, being like this high position manager, making tons of money, pushing myself, trying to stress myself out, trying to impress other people, trying to attract other people of the opposite sex because I drive this or have this, did not appeal to me. What did appeal to me was my legacy. And some people write books, some people have podcasts, some people do amazing things in this world. They discover things. They change the world. What are you leaving behind that's going to change this world? Because again, 100 years from now, they're probably not going to know who the On-Call Empath is. Maybe they'll have archives of this podcast. I don't know. If they do, and they're listening to this particular episode, I hope that you know who Raj Mantaj was and what I went through and how I was vulnerable and talked about my abuse and my trauma, my childhood abuse, and my toxic relationship, and how it made me a better person, and how I wasn't going to back down, and no, I wasn't going to conform going the traditional route. you know, of going, you know, going to school, getting a high paying job and trying to make as much money as I can. Because look at the state of the world with that attitude. Look where we're at. Look how much the world has fallen. There's like pollution, inflation. There's not enough jobs. People are hurting. There's not enough food to eat. There's more homeless people. Tell me how that's working. So, I mean, that's what I step back and I'm like, I want to do something and leave something here and think for others than myself. What can I do that's going to help others, but in turn, make my life some sort of purpose? I'm not telling you you have to be famous or rich or, you know, do something that society wants you to do. I have more respect for somebody who's trying to raise two kids, being a single parent, than somebody that runs this, like a CEO, huge company. Why is that? Because I know how hard it is to do that. I know how hard it is to get through a breakup and a loss and bounce back from it and not stay in, you know, on the ground and go into addiction and food addiction and you know, alcoholism and all that, which a lot of you guys write in, you know, that you tell me that you've kind of given up. What's the point? The world's already gone to shit. You know, I am an empath, but people take advantage of me. I keep going through the same cycle. Again, 100 years from now, none of that's going to matter. What matters is what you've done today, not just for yourself, but to give back and be known for something. I'm not telling you to go out and do something crazy like go to the moon. Maybe it's being a good parent. Maybe it's, you know, doing the best as a teacher. Maybe you're a teacher or you work as a nurse or you help people. You have a podcast and you're trying to help others. You're doing something positive and that's going to grow your soul. Because I also believe after you die, it doesn't end there. But that's a whole different podcast in its own. I want to end this with this because that clip that you heard in the beginning, I know a lot of us worry about money and relationships and, you know, our past traumas and how, you know, it's changed us and some of us can't get out of that funk. I want you to do one thing today when you get off this podcast, make an action plan of making a plan of what you're going to do. Because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Hell, someone could get hit by a car and it'll be it. You can get sick tomorrow. And then you'll never be able to do what you wanted to do. I always change the narrative in my head and I say, I get to go to the gym. I get to go to work. I get to get up out of my bed pain-free, thankfully, after many accidents that I've had. Taking ownership, being grateful, because one day I'm not going to be able to do these things. And maybe myself will be coming back to this particular episode and listen to it a couple times to really think and be humbled, but that I can walk, I can, you know, afford groceries, I can, you know, have my own vehicle, I can, you know, have this podcast and do so well in it. These are all privileges, but these are things that I've worked hard that's been consistent. And all I'm asking you to do is be consistent. If you're in pain right now and you have given up and you think this is the best it's going to get, then that's what you're going to get. That's what life's going to serve you. But I want you to start being grateful. Push through the pain. Ask yourself at the end of the day, is this going to matter in 5 years, let alone 5 minutes? If somebody has done you wrong, maybe you have a toxic boss, maybe you're thinking of making a big life decision, is it going to really make a difference in the future? And if you can honestly look in the mirror and ask yourself, like, no, doesn't matter. It's such small things right now. My kids are more important, or my job is more important, or my passion, leaving a legacy, is more important. For me, this podcast is my legacy. This is what's going to be left behind. I'm not looking to be like all number one, ranked number one, be famous and all that. If it happens, great. But my goal was to have almost 250 episodes and have hundreds and thousands of guests and go global and get the best guests for you guys. And that's what I did. Was it a lot of work? You betcha. Late nights, recording thousands of hours. But it all paid off because I had a vision. I wrote it down. If this podcast episode resonates with you, and you could just do one thing when you get off this episode hearing my voice, I want it to be something that you're going to stick with. I'll do a follow-up episode maybe in the future, but just know we're all going to perish one day, and we're all going to get sick. We're all going to die. But before then, we have to make the best out of right this second, this moment. What can I do to leave something in this planet better than it was when it was found? Yes, I went through trauma. Yes, I didn't get a good hand in life, and I am in a disadvantage. I get all that. And I am too. But the smallest things you can do just to make a little impact, just like a pebble in the water that gives a ripple that turns into a tide. Because I guarantee you, I don't want to be forgotten in 100 years. That's why I'm leaving this all recorded. Maybe some random person finds it and comes across this episode. I don't know. But if they're listening, just know that I lived my life to the fullest. And my soul, my spirit came out through this microphone to all the thousands of people that are listening right now. If you're in a dark place, I feel you. I'm sorry that someone has done something to you that made you feel this way. But things are not going to change unless you start making action today. And if you want, feel free to reach out to me. I'd be happy to talk to you. Get help if you need to. But just know, you have to leave this earth as something that you did 100%. And I don't care how big or small it is. Maybe it's something that you do as a hobby. Maybe it's, you know, like I said, being a good parent, being a good, you know, something good in your career, the best, you know, doctor, nurse, you know, whatever. Hell, if you work at a restaurant, be the best server, be, you know, even a fast food place. Like, I don't care. Do it to your best ability. Put all of your effort into it. So you could be proud that you know that at the end of time that you did your very best. Because it's a waste to just go through life without any purpose or any aim. It's like going in a sea and setting sail and not having a destination. And then eventually the boat sinks. There's no meaning. There's no rhyme. It was just a miserable existence. And I don't want that for anyone, especially myself. So if you're delaying to do something, opening a business, a podcast, hell, I can help you with that. You know, a YouTube page, a Instagram page, a Pinterest page, do it today while you can. Because you won't, I guarantee you won't when you're 90 or 100. It'll be too late by then. And hopefully, you've listened to this episode and it's lit a spark underneath you. I'm always here to help, you guys know that, and that's why I do it. That's why I make these episodes for you. Stay tuned for the next episode. I have more guests trying to come on here, so bear with me as I go through them. And again, I'm always here. Keep moving forward. With that said, we are out.
You're listening to the On Call Empath.